Here's your weekly energetic check-in for September 5th to the 11th. So we have a whole bunch of stuff that is coming through right now, a whole bunch of heavy, dense, I'm going to use the word yucky because that's kind of what it feels like, energy coming through. We have had some really, really intense geostorms, solar flares all week long. I don't think that there was a day that we did not have some activity from the sun where the sun was shooting off the plasma, which is radiation. There was even, you know, mainstream media was reporting about there was a hole in the center of the sun that was earth facing. So when that happens, it's supposed to have a bigger effect on us here. We feel it more direct. And I felt it physically, as you know, as a physical empath, most of the week. I was, you know, very lightheaded, kind of dizzy, kind of wobbly, kind of in between realms, not liking the feeling of the earth realm much. But that is what's been happening with the sun. So very, very active energy with our sun. We are today, right now as we speak, so it's around noon Eastern Standard Time, we're sitting at a KP of 3. So the index for the geostorm solar flares, kind of quiet right now. At least that's what they're showing us through the data, but it's not feeling like that to me. It says that we're going to be going to a 6 today, so back up again. I know specifically yesterday I felt it like I was on a roller coaster. So literally when it would go down, you know, you'd be like, oh, okay, I catch my breath, and it's going to be okay. And then it would do a drop, or it would do a climb. So yeah, there was a lot of that going on. And I feel like that's happening really intensely this morning. I personally have got, you know, head gut stuff going on that's, again, it's like that. They're showing me like the being on an exhibition ride. So just like that sense of gravity not quite being there, that sense of polarity being off, that sense of stability not quite being what you want it to be. So this is, it makes perfect sense as to what's happening astrologically right now as well, because we have two really big energies coming through kind of simultaneously together. We talked a bit about this, I think, last week, but we have our full moon energy coming up. So we have the full moon, which is in Pisces, which will happen on Saturday. So we have that big, you know, full moon energy in itself can be intense, right? That's, we know this. We know that, you know, everybody, whether you're, you know, spiritually awake or not, has some type of connection to full moon energy. Usually, you know, the hospitals are extremely busy. There's more accidents than normal. You know, everybody's at a higher state emotionally. So we are in that energy right now. And then, of course, remember we have a whole bunch of planets that are going to be going retrograde. Well, it just happens to be that Mercury, our big planet of communication, has to do with how our brain functions, how we think, our cognitive functioning. That planet is going into retrograde on the 9th. So boom, 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 we have back to back. So right now we have what they call Mercury stations retrograde. And that means that it's getting into alignment with that. It's kind of like the train pulling into the station. It's ready to go into the retrograde. So you may be feeling that kind of energy already. It's like that spaced out kind of fogginess, heady stuff. You may be feeling that lack of clarity. That's going to be kind of compounded right now because we have that full moon in Pisces. And so Pisces can be a really, really wonderful energy for us if we are, you know, have been too restrictive or too left-brained or too, you know what I mean, like trying to be too precise about things. But the Pisces energy is all about our spirituality, our spiritual connection, right? So that kind of energy can be welcoming if you're needing a lightness. But if you're kind of craving stability, or you're looking for some kind of stability in your foundation, that energy in Pisces coming through is going to make you feel a little unstable. It can, again, there's that foggy headedness that can come in. That's the head in the clouds kind of feeling. And you'll notice that if you're right now, depending on where you are in balance, so whether, you know, you're feeling more the Virgo energy because the sun is in Virgo, so whether you're feeling that kind of like get things done, being prepared, organized, or whether you're feeling the Pisces energy coming in, and that's kind of like the, you know, I just want to be in meditation. I just want to be doing my spiritual stuff. I want to be doing prayer. I want to be doing all of, so you're going to pay attention to how that feels for you and where you need to be, because so, so important right now that if you don't pay attention to the two of them, so if you neglect either side of it, it's not going to be good, especially right now. So just imagine, you know, you're packing for a road trip and you're heading into, you know, again, we're coming onto that. There could be all kinds of different weather systems along our path. We need to make sure that we're prepared for it. So you need to make sure that you've got the warm clothes for the Virgo energy. And then you've got to make sure that you've got the loose, relaxed, comfortable clothes for the Pisces energy, so that we can have that balance of both, the balance of both for everything in all areas of our lives, right? And so, of course, because the Virgo Pisces creates a polarity, it's all about balance. It's about balancing your physical health. So taking a look at that, it's about balancing your spiritual health. And then it's also about looking and finding out. And remember, because of the purging energy full moon, we're going to be seeing the disorder in our lives, like where the disorder is. But then Pisces is going to help us see where the connection is. So it's going to be a lot of that going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So focus, the Virgo is our, like our normal life stuff, our day-to-day stuff. And then the Pisces will be our spiritual path, our spiritual journey. And so part of what they said that's going to be happening, continuing with us in the hub, specifically for our hub members, when I tuned into your guys' energy, was a lot of us are going to be going through tearing down of the old systems within, and they said without as well. So I feel like that's going to be, you know, the physical stuff. So a lot of us may have a lot of physical stuff coming up. That's, I'm definitely feeling that. That's like that nausea, the dizziness, it's almost feeling like, you know, if you had really intense physical stuff when you're pregnant, and for our male members, you won't know what I'm talking about unless you were married, but it's that, you know, that, you know how creation can be wonderful, but in the beginning it feels like death. Like I know for me with my three babies, I was like so sick, like puking every moment, not just morning sickness, just always sick. And there's like that shift happening. I feel like that it's like that kind of shift that's kind of going on in the planet. Like, and then of course, because we're so connected to the earth right now vibrationally, because we've agreed to be here right now and allow our energy sources to be used for the transformation, for the shift, right? That's why we're all here right now. So that's why we're sharing experiences. So we're feeling the same stuff kind of that earth is feeling right now, that Mother Gaia is feeling. We're feeling that in ourselves as well. And so for some of us in a more intense way, again, depending on, you know, where you are on your path, how many layers you've been working on, where it's right, where everybody's going to be a little bit different, but the experience, the collective experience will be the same. And so they said to me that this is about the rebirthing and rebuilding. So right now I feel like we're still in that rebirthing. We're still in a phase, in a cycle of the rebirthing. And that's like that tear down. There's the tear down that's going to happen. And so that's going to be clearing out of the denser layers. So releasing some of the dense energy, specifically some of the frequencies that they gave that, you know, we've got our members that are holding on to. And let me know if this applies to you, if you're feeling some of this. But the self-doubt energy is coming through. We have some shame coming through, the guilt that's coming through. Those are really heavy, dense emotions, frequencies within the body that all, when not dealt with, when not released and cleared, can cause a physical illness in the body. So we want to make sure that we're using, you know, the opportunity to connect with ourselves and see if that stuff that we're hanging on to that we need to release, that's affecting our frequency. And they're saying to me that we're going to be doing this so that we can hire to open up to a higher resonance. So they use that word specifically. We could look into that more and see what that means, but opening up to a higher resonance. So part of what that's going to feel like, you know, because I know it sounds like, like there should be angels singing and you can see, you know, stars and twirly things around you, but it's going to feel more like apprehension, fear, and lacking support. That's probably not what you wanted to hear, right? Probably not when we talk about opening it to higher resonance. But again, it's like that shift, that change. It's like that change in frequency when we're in between that, you know, the high and the low, there's like that kind of, you know, the lost feeling, the apprehension, the not knowing which way to go. And a lot of us are going to be feeling that for the next little bit. And feeling like when we're lacking support, that's, you know, if you've ever been going through your spiritual awakening, I'm sure that that's happened to you. I'm sure, you know, it still happens to me. It's still on my journey that, you know, even though I have, you know, my team that I work with, that I call upon, I work with my clients, for myself personally, when I'm going through a lot of things, it can feel like I am alone. It really, really does. And especially for those of us who, you know, have reached a certain place on the path where there's not a lot of other souls around who have had the experiences. So again, you know, we're, a lot of us are learning this stuff, like kind of feeling from scratch on our own. It does really feel like that. So know that we are obviously not alone. A lot of the times, you know, there's things that our guide specifically cannot answer for us, or cannot clear for us, or cannot remove for us, because it's part of the experience that we're supposed to be experiencing. We can, though, ask them to dial things down. We can, though, say to them, listen, this is too much for me right now. You need to take care of certain aspects of this. So we're able to, you know, that's free will. We do come with that free will, and that we're allowed to say that. Especially, you know, right now with what we're going through, it's important for you on a daily basis to call back all of your power to you. So this would be something that everybody should be doing, you know, if maybe a few times during the day, of just calling back all of your power to you. And this simply just means that you're not giving your power away to anybody that's here. So in this particular lifetime, nor in any lifetime or in any other realm. And I feel like, you know, there's sometimes when we're going through some of the most difficult things, it's because we have bleed throughs from other lifetimes or from other realms. And that's what kind of makes it feel kind of a little bit scrambled, a little bit heavier than normal. And so just, you know, saying that, listen, I don't give my power away to anybody. I bring all of my power back to me, all of it. And just calling that back, and then just visualize all aspects of your soul's energy just kind of coming back into your avatar now here, this one that's here. And so you can do this through meditation. You can do this through prayer. You could just do this through simple conversations, creating the intention. And I really feel like it's going to be a big, they keep on saying jumbled energy to me. So that's why I feel like that's going to be really important, of calling back your power. And remember this, it's, you know, your power does not need to go out to anybody, not to your lover, not to your spouse, not to your children, it doesn't need to go out to anybody. Your power needs to come to you. You need to bring that power. That does not mean that you're not helping anybody or you're not supporting anybody. It just means that you are taking care of yourself first and foremost, which is really, really important. It's going to be super important, especially when we've got the, you know, the Mercury in retrograde and then all the other planets going into retrograde as well. Because there's going to be lack of communication, so lack of being able to be heard, but also lack of being able to speak everything well. So this is going to be probably a time where it'll be best to kind of pull yourself in and not put so much of the stuff that you're worried about or you're fearful about out there, because it's probably not going to be received in the right way. So be cautious about that too, and remind yourself that, you know, if there's something that you're looking for, as far as support goes, as far as clarity goes, and you're putting it out there and it's not coming back in the way that you want it to, just remind yourself that, you know, there's a lot of times where it's, you know, it's up to us. It's up to us to find that inner clarity, that inner connection, instead of trying to pull other people's energies into finding the solution, if that makes sense. Okay, so it was going to be an interesting week. It's not going to be an easy week. There's going to be a lot of things that are happening energetically. So we're going to do our best to get through it. Pop onto our Facebook page and let us know how you're feeling in that group. If you haven't joined us yet, go and join that. Make sure that you go and do the monthly meditation. That's up in the hub for you now. And then we've got our live events that are going to be coming up within the next couple of weeks. So hopefully you can mark those dates on your calendars and then join us. We're going to be doing the work on our chakras. We are going to be doing that really powerful healing. I'm going to teach you guys how to do that so that you guys can use it whenever you need to on yourselves. It will be very, very beneficial. Okay, sending you guys all huge, huge, huge blessings. And I will talk to you all soon.